Bedtime Story by J. Durrett. Read by J. Durrett and Emmy Durrett.
Girlfriend, it's time for bed.
Tell me a story.
No, it's too late.
Come on.
Too late.
I won't let you go until you tell me a story.
Oh, I don't know any stories.
You're one of the most creative people in the family. Make one up.
Too late.
I won't let go.
Oh, fine.
Oh, good.
One time I had this dream, and it was a bad dream.
Why?
There were all these kids in an orphanage. I was walking down the street, and they all came out, and before I knew it, they surrounded me. They were all orphans, and they had twisted faces and stuff in their hair.
What kind of stuff?
Screwdrivers, old batteries.
And what happened?
Well, I went to the guy who gives out dreams, and I said, I'd like to have another one, please.
Another what?
Another dream.
What'd he say?
He said, how much do you want to spend? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, come on, buddy, you think dreams are free?
Who is this guy?
Oh, just a guy who gives out dreams. He's a real piece of work. Anyway, I asked him how much a new dream would cost. He said I could have another dream for $100, but it wouldn't be a good dream.
What would it be?
A bad dream. Just a different bad dream. For $200, I could get a dream that wasn't a bad dream, but it wouldn't be a good dream, just a so-so dream.
So what did you do?
Well, I told him I wanted a good dream.
What did he say?
He said I could buy a good dream for $300, but I wouldn't remember it in the morning. If I wanted a good dream that I would remember, it would cost me $600.
Wow. What'd you do?
I gave him $600. That's what I did.
And did you get a new dream?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
So I was walking down the street, and I came to an orphanage, and all the orphans ran out when they saw me coming, and they surrounded me.
That sounds like the bad dream.
Well, except that everything was different. The orphans were all smiling and happy.
Did they have stuff in their hair?
They did. They had ribbons and bandanas, and they were laughing and singing, and they were clapping me on the back and thanking me for what I did. It was wonderful.
What was it that they thought you did?
That's exactly what I wondered. So I asked the orphans what it was that I had done. And they said I'd saved them. They said they used to be all sad and they had old cars and pretzels in their hair. And then I came along and just fixed everything.
How did you do that? You said you were just walking down the street. You didn't do anything.
I know, but you won't believe it. It turns out that the guy who runs the dreams took the $600 I gave him, and he used it to fix up things at the orphanage. And now it's all nice, and everybody's happy.
What happened then?
Well, the orphans just kept singing and laughing, and then I woke up. And guess what?
What?
I remembered my dream. So I got my money's worth. Time for bed, little one.
Wait, was it supposed to mean something?
No, it's just a story. Now, it's bedtime. Good night, girl.
Wait, are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure. And now I'm going. Sleep tight.
No, wait.
Good night, little fish.
Okay.
Good night.
Night. The end.
What do you think? You blew...